Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Demai Daf Chavav, and we are starting just about the middle of the Amud with the brand new halacha, Halacha Beis, and the Vilna source daf. It's right at the beginning of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Maris Miriam Sarah Basav Yaakov Maisha. Her neshama should have an aliyah. And the Mishnah says, Haritz Alachzam Al Yerik L'Hakel Mimasoi Lo Yashlich Ad She'aser. A person wants to trim vegetable leaves to lighten his load. He's not allowed to throw them away until he meisters them. So let's say this fellow is walking down the road with a whole bundle of celery on his back, and it's just becoming too cumbersome and bulky for him, so he wants to trim some of the leaves off. All he wants is the celery stalk, so the leaves anyway can be thrown away. So what the Mishnah is saying is that he's not allowed to trim those leaves until he takes meiser off of them. And we're going to discuss this at length in the Gemara. Another case, the Mishnah tells us, if a person is buying vegetables from the marketplace and he wants to put them back, he's not allowed to put them back until he takes meiser off of them. She'enoi, the proper word is mechusser el minyan, because the only thing lacking is minyan, is counting them. So let's say this fellow went to his local fruit and vegetable store, and he's pushing his cart around, and he takes a whole bunch of celery and puts it in his cart. Then he decides, you want to know what? I don't want the celery. I want other ones. He's allowed to put them back into the bin that he took them from until he takes meiser off of them. Why is that? The Mishnah says, because the only thing that's missing is counting them. When this fellow took the celery out of the bin and put it in his cart, that's called doing a meshicha, and he was just kind of the celery. The only thing he has to do is count how many he took and pay for them, but he still was kind of them, so now that when he decides he wants to put them back, he has to take meiser off of them. However, the Mishnah continues, let's say he's standing and taking, and he sees a load, a batch, which is better than this one, he's allowed to put them back because he never did a meshicha. This is likened to the guy who's in the fruit and vegetable store, and instead of taking off the celery and putting it in his cart, he's just standing by the celery bin, picking some up, shifting them over, moving them here, moving them there, looking for the best bundle. And even though maybe he has one in his hand right now, since he's just in the process of choosing which one he wants, so that's not considered like he did a meshicha. He never actually took it and put it in his cart. It's still there by the bin, and he's allowed to put it down without having to take meiser off of it. Now the Gemara addresses the first part of the Mishnah. Remember, we had said that if a person is carrying a whole bundle of vegetables and it's too bulky or cumbersome and he wants to trim the leaves off these vegetables, he's not allowed to do so until he takes meiser off. Now, we technically should have a problem with this because this fellow who's throwing away his leaves in order to lighten his load is doing so b'mida gasa. He's letting a lot of them go, and therefore he should technically not be chayv to take meiser off. As we learned, someone who sells b'mida gasa is pata from meisering. And even though he's not selling these leaves, he's really being mafker them, but this is like a transaction of sorts that's being done b'mida gasa. So why is he chayv to take meiser off of them? So the Gemara tells us, Amr Blazer, Blazer says, Dra Meir he, Amr Mishra's our mayor. Dra Meir, Amr, Meir says, Lo yitiru limkar demai el lesiton bilvad. The only heter they gave to sell demai is to someone who's a sitoin. A sitoin is someone who's officially a wholesaler. But if you're not officially a wholesaler, even if the transaction is being done in wholesale quantities, if you're considered like a baal bias, like this fellow right here, he's a baal bias, so you still are chayv to take meiser off. So our Mishra's our mayor. However, Chavav Amabez on top, Amr Biyachan, Amr Biyachan says, the Divra Kohli, really our Mishra's according to everybody. And Shanyahi, our Mishra's different. Shahazaycha zaycha bedakel. The one that's being zaycha, the one that's finding all these leaves, he's being zaycha in small quantities, veina mafker, mafker begasa, and the one's being mafker them, the guy that's schlepping along his load of celery, he's not being mafker them begasa either. Meaning this transaction is considered a transaction bedaka in small quantities. As he's walking along the way, the load's getting progressively heavier for him, so he slowly but surely trims a few more leaves as he goes. That's considered daka, and the fellow who's walking along the way, he's also finding everything bedaka. He's finding a leaf here, a leaf there, and so since this whole thing is considered bedaka, therefore this fellow who's schlepping along his vegetables and trimming the leaves as he goes, he has to take off meiser, and it's not considered begasa. And we continue clarifying, v'lesa da pligal Rav Meir, this is not a problem with Rav Meir. Rav Meir, Rav Meir says, kimin sha'adam mafker davar, once a person is mafker something, the proper girsa is, yatsam rishusai, it now officially has left his rishus, hefkeri hefker, so his hefker is considered an official hefker. This is shitas Rav Meir, that the moment a person is mafker something, it automatically leaves his rishus. And once again we clarify, shanyahi, so therefore this case is different, shazaycha zaycha bedaka, the one who's being zaycha in these leaves as he finds them, he's being zaycha in them, bedaka, again, in small measurements, as he finds a leaf, he takes it, he finds another one, he takes it, it's not like he's finding a massive pile of leaves, and ve'ena mafker, mafker bagasa, the one that's being mafker them, also, he's not doing it bagasa, he's not doing it in large quantities, even though if you add up all of the leaves that he was mafker, it turns out to be that it's a very large amount, but as he's being mafker them in small amounts, and as we just said, according to Rav Meir, the moment that he's mafker them, they automatically leave his rishos, so that means that this transaction is considered a transaction bidaka, and therefore, meiser has to be taken off before he lets them go. And we further clarify, even on Rabbi Yossi, this is not a problem. technically we could say it's a problem. What would the problem be over here according to Shitas Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi says, Ein hefker yotzei mitachas yedei habaalim el bizchiya. Hefker doesn't leave the owner's hands until another person is zoicha in it. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yossi, when a person tries to be mafker something, it's still considered to be his until somebody else picks it up. And therefore, we would technically have a problem over here. Now, skip the next three words. We're going to come back to them. Go to Chav Zayin Amud Aleph on the top. Jump over the first two words on Chav Zayin and continue reading with the word shahamafker. And what would the problem be with this, according to Shitas Rabbi Yossi? Shahamafker, mafker begasa, and vein hazoicha, zoicha bedaka. The mafker, he's being mafker everything b'mida gasa. Because again, as we had just said, if you make a calculation of everything he was mafker altogether, that is mida gasa. And the zoicha, he's not zoicha b'mida daka. At the end of the day, everything he gathered is considered mida gasa. So the mafker should not have to meister everything, according to Rabbi Yossi. So now we can take all these words that we skipped, the first two from Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, and Chav Vav Amud Beis on the bottom, the last three words, and we'll put them all together, and the answer is, Shanyahi, really this case is different, Shev Keirai Hefker Bischia, because as we just said according to Rabbi Yossi, when a person is mafker something, it doesn't leave his rishos until somebody else is zaycha in it, and this zaycha is picking everything up in small quantities. So you're right, at the end of the day, he turns out to have a large quantity, but when he picks it up, he's picking it up in a small quantity, so that means it's leaving the mafker's rishos and going into the zaycha's rishos in small quantities, according to Rabbi Yossi as well. So therefore, this Mishnah could be according to everybody, and we're dealing with small quantities, and that's why this mafker, this fellow who's trimming his vegetable leaves, he has to take off meiser before he trims them. We're going to stop here for the day. We'll pick up tomorrow and continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.